all about young children, social-emotional development, expression and regulation of emotion at around 36 months of age. Expression and regulation of emotion. Examples of children communicating about and managing their feelings and behavior at around 36 months.
Be gentle with it, though, Austin. Be gentle.
In the first clip, a boy named Austin and a girl play by a wooden playhouse in an outside play yard. A teacher is nearby. The playhouse has an open doorway, but no door. It also has an open window with thin curtains. A metal decoration with six bells attached to it hangs above the window. Austin shakes the decoration to make the bells ring. He shakes it hard, and the teacher asks him to be gentle. In the meantime, the girl goes into the playhouse. From inside, she opens the curtains, pokes her head out of the window, and announces, "This is my house," looking first at Austin and then smiling at a second boy who rode up to them on a tricycle. The first boy stops ringing the bells, enters the house, and jumps and makes a screeching sound as the girl leaves the window. The second boy gets off the tricycle and moves toward the window. Austin appears at the window, leans out, and screams happily, looking at the second boy. Austin screams again. At the same time, the second boy screams, runs into the teacher's arms, and says, "I'm scared." She holds him and says, "That's scary." He responds, "Yeah." A short while later, the boy who was scared holds the teacher's hand and tries to get her to come with him. The teacher draws the children's attention to some trucks that have been put into the sandbox. The boy lets go of her hand and looks toward the sandbox. Austin and the girl leave the playhouse and walk toward the sandbox. The teacher starts to walk in the same direction. The boy who was scared rubs his face on his jacket, turns toward the playhouse, and reaches for the teacher's hand. The teacher asks whether he wants her to hold his hand and come with him. He responds, "Yeah." He leads her to the playhouse and says something to the teacher. She asks, "The dinosaur?" In the second clip, a girl and two boys, Lucas and Joe, play on the floor with wooden train tracks. A teacher is sitting in the area. The girl smiles and says something to the teacher. Lucas pulls the train cars along the assembled track. Standing behind Lucas, the second boy, Joe, picks up the assembled train tracks and starts pulling the pieces apart. Lucas's train falls off the tracks. He stands up and yells, "No, stop!" He looks at the tracks on the ground. Joe says he wants to break the old track and make a new one. He picks up a piece of track, and Lucas grabs it and says, "No!" The two boys hold the opposite ends of the piece of track and tug at it. The teacher takes the track away from the boys and says she will hold on to it until they decide what to do. The girl stands nearby and attentively watches. The teacher holds Joe in her lap while Lucas stands nearby and looks at the pieces on the floor. He picks up a piece of track, and the teacher takes it from him. Lucas says he wants to make the track again. Joe says he wants to make a new track. The teacher asks if they have any other ideas to solve the problem, but the two boys say nothing. Lucas begins looking around the room.
Do you want to play with them again?
As the teacher suggests that the two boys use all the pieces in order to make two tracks, Lucas walks away, and Joe starts to get up from the teacher's lap. Lucas walks over to a sitting area and stands behind a couch. He looks around and rests his head on a pillow. Out of view, the teacher asks Joe if he is going to play with the blocks, and he responds, "Yeah." The teacher asks Joe whether Lucas can play with the tracks. Joe responds, "Yeah." The teacher then explains to Lucas that Joe is going to play with the blocks, so Lucas can have all the tracks to himself. The teacher asks Lucas if he would like to play with the tracks again. He nods yes and says okay, and slowly returns to the play area with the train tracks and trains. Parent discussion of children's expression and regulation of emotion at around 36 months.
I think it was 36 months. And they're out on the playground, and the one kid does this loud scream, and the other kid scrams really quick to go for safety. And I could just see my son on both scales. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, on one end, I see him being rambunctious, and he's like, hey, I'm here, you know? And then the other end, I, you know, could see him really retreating to safety. And then when the kids actually separate and kind of go do their own independent thing, he's reaching out, hey, come with me over here, you know, come with me over here, you know. I've seen him on the flop side go do the independent thing as well, like explore and, you know, mm-hmm. feel safe to be able to do that too, so.
I could, the boy who was tapping the on the house that, I don't know what he was tapping, mm-hmm. but that reminded me of my son because I feel like he's always testing me and doing things like that yes. at home and then watching to see what I'm going to do mm-hmm. and then I'm constantly yeah. saying, you know, gentle mm-hmm. or, you know, sometimes just stop. Or I can mm-hmm. tell when he's about to do something, mm-hmm. you know, go beyond what he's doing like that. So that reminded me of my son.
I think I relate to you with your son and with the bell and the testing, you know, and there's this look. I don't know if your son gives you a look when he says
that. Oh, yeah.
It's the look, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, hey.
Watch what I'm going to do
watch,
next.
I'm going to do it again. Yeah. You know, and it's like, okay, so I either plan, ignore, and or engage with him and say, so what are you feeling from, you know, in this type of situation, you know? And or then also just kind of, like I said, plan, ignore, kind of go about my business and find some other, like, distraction, if you will, to keep him occupied other than making a lot of noise. And it's just like, oh, I gotta look at myself. My son's like exploring things right now. Let me be more patient. You know, and you know, like you said, it's like retraining. It's like you can, someone told me today, like you can always learn something every day. And I think like I'm learning so much from my son daily about him and about myself. So
it's trying to figure out what it is that they're asking for. You know, what it is that they need, because mm-hmm. I always think, you know, he's telling me something. Mm-hmm. I just have to figure out what it is and to stop and take the time to figure out what he's telling me. I go through with him having a younger sister, and now that she's mobile, we're going through that all the time. And I like the way that provider, like, took the time to help figure out, you know, what the problem was and what could be the solution, because mm-hmm. sometimes I think we're so quick to just solve it in the moment, mm-hmm. you know, so we can move on, that that they really, they need to learn how right. to, you know, work with other people. And I think that's so important.
Like when they were both kind of like tugging at the train track, I really made an effort with my son, with Rajan, to say, we're not gonna fight. This is not gonna be a physical struggle. I'm not gonna tear it away from my hand. I need it. You wanna hold on to it? Fine. You know, but I'm going to wait here until you give it to me. But really consciously saying, I'm not going to get into it. Because I'm going to win that struggle all the time. But there's going to come a time when he's going to win that struggle with me and then with other people. So really kind of like trying to stay away from those situations where it's just become very only or only physical mm-hmm. and so forth. Yeah.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.